look, it can be something to look forward to. Empty nesting is strange. It swings between two ends of a spectrum. You've got pain and you've got purpose. And we tend to obviously start at the end of pain. And there is a very practical and logical reason why you feel like you do. I love to share another analogy around this and why empty nest mums are feeling like they're feeling.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Happy Home Podcast. My name is Taya Luku, your host on this show. Do you know that getting married to the absolute love of your life does not guarantee you a life of unending happiness? Truth is, you can very quickly go from deliriously happy to miserable and frustrated. But you don't have to. And that's where this podcast comes in. On this show, I'll discuss real issues couples face on the journey to finding happiness in marriage. And I will also be sharing great tips that can help you intentionally create the marriage of your dreams and build a truly lasting happy home. Follow me on this journey. Please stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Happy Home Podcast. My name is Taya Luku, and as always, I am your host on the show. I always like to say that the HAPPY is an acronym that stands for Happy, Authentic, Purposeful, and Powerful You. And that's why I'm super excited to be having this conversation with my guest on today's episode. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about emptiness syndrome. And I have to talk about this episode with me. Her name is Bobby Chegwin. Did I get that right, Bobby? Chegwin.
You certainly did. Well done. It can be a little bit of a hard one.
And Bobby is an Aussie empty nester. When I saw your bio, I found that really interesting. Who currently resides in the United States? So you are Australian?
Yes, I was born and raised in Australia.
Wow. And your children are all grown and back in Australia. So you're like continents apart.
I think it's roughly 10,000 miles.
Whoa. She brings 15 years of experience in the field of human behavior to support women in life transitions. We all definitely need that support. And she's the founder of the Inspired Empty Nest. And Bobby focuses on self-inventory, personal growth, and self-discovery. She offers invaluable guidance, inspiration, and resources to empower women navigating the empty nest phase. I'm an empty nester, and I have quite a number of friends who are also empty nesters. So honestly, this is a thing. It's a thing that women struggle with. Through her compassionate approach and deep understanding of the pain this phase brings, Bobby helps women embrace their newfound freedom. I love that. Rediscover their passions and create fulfilling lives beyond parenting. Her unwavering dedication to supporting women in this transformative journey has made her a trusted mentor and advocate in the empty nest community. There's a community of empty nesters. That's interesting. And so welcome to the Happy Home Podcast, Bobby. I'm really excited to have you with me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited, first and foremost, to connect with you, but also to learn that you are in a very similar situation to me, with our kids being on a different continent in a different country to where we are.
Absolutely. My kids are in Canada. I have three of them. They're all in school in Canada. My last baby is going into university in September. And in fact, we're going over there for her graduation just on Saturday. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, we're going over.
So exciting for you and your husband.
Very, very exciting. Very, very exciting. So, you know, Bobby, as I was reading your profile, I saw the words self-inventory, personal growth, and self-discovery. And I wanted to talk around that when you say self-inventory in particular, can you just share with me a little bit about, and my listeners as well?
Certainly. Well, this is a juicy one for me, and it's what I absolutely love to talk about, because I truly believe life and how we wish to experience it begins and ends with us. Now, that may be a shocking concept to some, And I'm not saying that we can control other people, Mother Nature, external happenings, or the environment, but what we can control is how we come at life, how we perceive life, and what the choices are that we can make to lead a life of hopefully peace and contentment. So self-inventory is really looking at how we as individuals can come at life from a place of cause rather than effect. And coming from a place of cause means that you understand that you are the creator of your life experience from your reactions and your choices and how you act in relation to things that happen. Being at effect, it means we blame others for what happens in our lives. We don't accept the power of our own individual choice. We blame external happenings for everything that is happening to us. And unfortunately, that puts us in a place of victimhood. It's totally natural, totally normal, and totally human. And God only knows I have been in that space myself. And I think we often all are in that space of victimhood for maybe a little bit of time or a longer time. And maybe some people think that their victimhood is going to be indefinite. But what I love is that through the power of choice, we are able to take self-inventory, see what's making us tick, see what's making us to react to life in either a helpful or a harmful way, and then make a choice based on that.
Wow, that is deep. You said so much. You said life begins and ends with us. The life we choose to have begins and ends with us. In other words, the power is in your hands to create the life that you want to live. You said also that you are the creator of your experiences, and that's cause. And I love really when you said that the way you choose to respond to the things that happen to you ultimately determines the outcomes that you have or how you even end up feeling. And that's one of the things that I also talk about. And it's really interesting because the same thing can happen to two people, but the outcome will be different because they have chosen to respond to it in completely different ways.
Yes, look, that is exactly right. And I love to share this analogy, and if I may do so here now. So imagine if you walk into a darkened warehouse and all you have is a flashlight with you, or a torch, as we call them in Australia. And you take your flashlight and you shine it to the back left-hand corner of the warehouse and you see a big pile of negativity. Then you take your flashlight and you shine it over to the back right-hand side of the warehouse and all you see is a big pile of positivity. Now, you go and turn on the main light to the warehouse. So the whole warehouse is illuminated now. And you'll come to see two things. Firstly, that positive and negative will always coexist together. But it is where we choose to shine our light, so to speak, where what we choose to focus on, which is ultimately what we will see, then experience, feel and act upon in our lives. So everything is always there, the positive and the negative. And goodness knows in this world, in the current state that it is, there is a lot of negativity that we could focus on. However, the choice is ours with what we choose to focus on. And being human, we will focus on both. That's just a given because we tend to flow in and out, and that's totally natural and totally human. However, if we have at the back of our mind at all times that we do indeed have the power of choice, and we do indeed have the power to not only focus on something better, but to perceive it as something better. For instance, if we have a way of thinking that's just our way, and it's not really productive in our lives, it's limiting our life experience. What I like to often ask myself, how could I experience this always, not just your way, Bobby? And then it allows me to get out of my own way of thinking with my own filters and really take a step back and view something in all ways, not just my way.
That's so powerful. Always not just your way. And it reminds me of this saying that all that I know is not all that there is to know. And if I stay with all that I know, and I feel that, well, you know, I know it all, I know enough, but there's so much more that there is to be known than what I know, you know, so that's really powerful. Now I want us to talk about the empty nest. The empty nest. You are the founder of the Inspired Empty Nest. And I love that word, inspired. And so I want us to talk around that. I know what an empty nest is, but is there like a technical meaning? Is that so? What is an empty nest? When you say empty nest, what is an empty nest? What does it mean?
Well, my definition, and we're all going to define things differently, and there is the standard definition of an empty nest. But for me, it is being in a place, obviously, where our kids have left to pursue further education or to start their own lives. And we are left with a state of perhaps shock, confusion, loneliness, disconnect, loss of purpose, loss of identity, and wondering what's next. So that's the place that I love to come from in relation to the women I connect with and talk to. And it's really about meeting them on their journey where they are. I think that is the most important thing to recognize with any empty nester. We're all going to be different. We all have different stories. We all have different circumstances. Pain is pain, and no one's pain should be judged because of maybe what they have or the fact that their children might just live in the next suburb rather than overseas. Their pain is valid because it's what they are experiencing in their heart space, and they're experiencing loss and lack as they define it. So it's really important to meet an empty nester where exactly they are now on their journey and to recognize and validate their own pain. And that's where we start. And with tools, tips, and knowledge, we then aim to move forward on that journey.
You know, you said something, and the ones that really struck out at me is loss of identity and loneliness and loss of purpose. And when I heard that loss of identity, you know how all of this while your identity has been wife and mother. And all of a sudden, it's almost like all of the things that make you a mother, because you're not doing those things on a regular with the children, you're kind of grappling, you know, who am I? The question of who am I then becomes to come, because you're not functioning fully as you used to function as a mother before. And then loss of purpose, because all of the time your purpose was centered around taking care and nurturing those children. And they don't need you as much as they used to need you, or they need you now in a different way. So hearing those.
They certainly. Call it, we're now remote parents or work from home parents, where we're working from home or we're doing a remote job. We're no longer in person parenting. It's parenting from afar. And it really does change our role, our whole approach to parenting changes in an instance. And no wonder so many of us are left confused and a bit dazed and not really knowing now how to communicate with our adult child, because the playing field has now changed. So it really is a really big learning curve, I must say.
So what are your own tips for, because you say inspired emptiness, which therefore means that having an emptiness, it's not a bad thing. It's not something that we should be afraid of, or not a season that we should dread. I think that's the word that I'm looking for. Because when I hear the word inspired, that means that I can actually have a time, a lovely time as an empty nester.
Sure. And it can be something to look forward to. Empty nesting is strange. It swings between two ends of a spectrum. You've got pain and you've got purpose. And we tend to obviously start at the end of pain, but the inspired empty nest really is the opportunity to show women that there is a way forward, and there is a very practical and logical reason why you feel like you do. Now, I often find when I put things into black and white or see it as something that I'm not feeling it, then it becomes a lot easier to handle. And I think first and foremost, we go into such a tailspin in the first stages of this phase because we're operating from the place of our emotions. And we're not necessarily logically seeing what this phase is all about and why we're feeling like we're feeling. And the thing is, I love to share another analogy around this and why empty nest mums are feeling like they're feeling. So there are six core human needs in life, and those core needs are love and connection. Then we have safety, security, and comfort. Then we have significance. Next, we have variety. Then we have growth. And lastly, we have contribution. Now, we have six core human needs that as mums, as parents, if you can imagine buckets with buckets are each core human need. These buckets are filled to the brim because we have love and connection with our children. There is a level of safety, security, and comfort. There is significance because, we are the most important person in their lives, or at least one of them. We have variety because goodness knows what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis with our children and all their activities. We have growth because I don't know about you, but I am definitely not the person I was before children, so I've grown as a human. And contribution being the last one, we have helped create these humans and taken them from newborns through to adulthood with all the care and education and food and shelter. So when we have kids in the home, we are operating from having our six core human needs buckets, so to speak, really filled up. And then they walk out the door and it's like, there's a hole in my bucket, Deliza, Deliza. And the way in which we receive or have those core needs met are depleted all of a sudden. Now, if something like that happens, it's so understandable why we are so emotional. We're confused, we're dazed, we don't know what we're supposed to do, because everything that we knew, how our needs in life were met as mums, it's very much depleted. So we then have to decide, there's usually one or two of the six core human needs that we really gravitate towards that really makes us feel excited and alive and purposeful. So the thing is, the tip, I guess I would say, is to identify which two of the six core human needs resonate with you the most, and then aim to find how you can fill that bucket again. And that is through self-inventory, as I said at the beginning, or as you introduced me. We do a lot of digging into your personal self to see how your core needs buckets can be refilled in a way that is aligned with who you uniquely are.
That's interesting because, you know, when I looked at the list I was writing down, and I was thinking, is that a particular order? But now you're saying find the one that resonates with you the most. So that what I'm hearing is that it's for different people, it's different. Different ones may resonate more.
Yes. And neither one isn't more right than the other. It's only what's true for you. And I must point out, it's really important. So for instance, say if you're one of your core needs is love and connection, and you're now missing it because your child has left home. We need to refill our core need bucket in a way that's helpful to ourselves rather than harmful. So if you were to go out and find love and connection again, a harmful way might be running with a crowd that does things that are illegal, that might bring you down rather than lift you up. That's just an example off the top of my head. A helpful way would be to maybe volunteer for a cause that really is important to you and meet other like-minded men and women who are also championing for the same cause. So you're getting love and connection through a really good means rather than via a means that's going to be detrimental to you, to your well-being.
Wow, I love that. You know, when we were speaking earlier, I was saying that I'm also an empty nester.
Yes.
To be honest, it's been, you know, and I'm saying this with, I mean, I love my children to death, but it's a season that I'm really enjoying because it's almost like I've come into myself again. And I know that it's not the same for everyone. So I want you to talk around a little bit about, because here I also see you mention self-discovery. And I think that it's being, having an inspired emptiness, I'm not sure you can do it without that self-discovery. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that self-discovery.
Sure. So I actually have my first book on empty nesting coming out in a few weeks, and it's called The Post-Nest Plan.
Wow.
And I think the reason why you're enjoying this phase and that I'm learning to enjoy it is because we're both doing things that are unique to us that spark joy within our heart space. So the post-nest plan is all about diving headfirst into a space of self-discovery, really finding out who you are now in this phase of life, because as I mentioned before, we're vastly different people than we were as teenagers, as young adults, as newly married, as young mums. We are now people who we may not recognize. So we may have things that really surprise us about ourselves and what we might enjoy now, because we've been so bombarded with the I'm a mother, so this is what I am way of being for so long. So it really is about things like knowing your values, how you can transition parenting skills into a new hobby, workplace, business. It's about being of service. It's understanding your core needs. It's about learning to come from a place of cause rather than effect. It's learning what the five principles for success are. It's just a whole lot of stuff that's going to be absolutely personal to you. Yeah. And it's kind of going to be like at the end of the book where you create your post-nest plan to act as a launching pad for this next phase of life, it will have become like your self-inventory journal or your self-inventory Bible. It will show you so much about yourself. A lot of the work we do in the book is automatic writing. And automatic writing is just going into a really centered, quiet space within ourselves and writing without judgment, and then looking at what we've written so we can identify what our unconscious or higher self or our soul, you can call it anything you want, is trying to tell us. Wow. We also look at things that may be stopping us from moving forward. For instance, limiting beliefs caused by defining moments that happened in our past that have really directed the trajectory of our life, but absolutely have no place in our lives now logically. It's something that may have belonged in the past, but now as a 40 plus or 50 plus or 60 plus year old woman, it really doesn't have any logical place in our lives right now. So the inspired empty nest and it's all about being inspired to initially know yourself to create the plan for the next phase of your life.
Wow. Know yourself to create the plan for the next phase of your life. That means taking control of your story.
Oh, for sure.
You're the one now creating the plan. Life is not just happening to you. You've taken charge and you're controlling the narrative. Now, the post-nest plan, how soon or how early would you recommend that a mom starts to put that plan in place? Because what I hear is Don't wait for your nest to empty before you start having a plan. Have it even while the children are at home. Is that a way to look at it?
Yes. Look, I think the problem is that, yes, this phase is mentioned, but it needs to be talked about more, and we do need to plan for it as our kids are starting to get into the senior years of high school. Oh. And what I find interesting, Tai, is that we have newborns. We have, before we have our newborns, we have books, What to Expect When You're Expecting. We have books and groups and documentaries and so much information on this is how you should raise your newborn. This is what you need to do with your toddler. This is what you do when you're preparing for the school years. And throughout the phase of our kids growing up, there is a wealth of information, community groups, people talking about it. And so we really come to understand what it takes to be a good parent. But where do we go to find out what it takes to be a successful empty nester? So I so agree with what you've said about really planning ahead of time, because forewarned is forearmed. So I would say in the last 1 to 2 years before your first or last child leaves the nest, you need to really start planning and planning to know yourself more if you want to gain the very best possible outcome, and in a way, I should say, what those three words mean for you personally. Best possible outcome could mean anything to anyone, but it's finding the best possible outcome for you individually.
Wow. So I hear you say planning to know yourself more, and that kind of, you know, that's like the starting point of putting a plan in place, because knowing yourself is what will determine the plan that you put in place, because the plan will be different for different people. So what I hear you say is a lot of it centers around you being able to answer those critical questions of, you know, who am I? What are my values? What are my core needs? And all of those things. And that will really drive what plan you put in place. You talked about pain to purpose, you using this season of emptiness and loneliness and transfection and translating it to purposeful living. Because now there's something else that you could be doing that could bring you so much fulfillment. And now you have all this time in your hands. And, you know, one of the things that I love about this season in my life is the fact that there's no more mom guilt. You know, when like I would have to do school runs and then I'd have work competing, or there was an activity in the children's school and I couldn't be there because maybe I had to be in the office or something like that. But now there's no mom guilt. I can get up, I can go, I can do my own thing. I'm not thinking I'm leaving the children at home neglected. So I think when I saw you saying in your profile, you use the word freedom. I'm looking for it, and it resonated with me. It really did resonate with me. You know, you said Bobby helps women embrace their newfound freedom.
Because I will say it is such a foreign concept for a lot of us to put ourselves first. Mm. We are so ingrained to serve others, whether it's serving our children or serving household needs, serving our partner, not serving as in master and slave, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We're giving of ourselves to so many other causes and people as mothers that sometimes it's really hard for mums to adjust to the fact that, hey, it's okay. Now is your time. You have permission to go out there and serve yourself. And that aspect in itself can take a little bit of getting used to, because remnants of mother guilt remain. Who are we to serve ourselves? And my question is, who are you not to? You are here to shine even brighter in this next phase of life. Who are you not to serve yourself? Because when we serve ourselves, we are more able to serve others.
Others. You are here to shine brighter in this next phase of life. In other words, don't diminish.
Do not diminish your light. Your light, you know, your light is needed now more than ever, because we have gone through 40, 50, 60 years of learning about the world, learning about ourselves, learning, and we don't necessarily learn how to do it in a way that's less than. We are learning in a way how to do it more than. We've got wisdom. We've got words we can offer. We can teach others. We have a valuable toolkit of knowledge, tips, advice, whatever you want to call it. And in whatever way you can, now is the time to share that with others. A big purpose of the Post-Nest Plan is all around being of service, whether the service is to yourself by having a hobby, taking a class, or you may serve others by your own home-based business. You may serve others by volunteering or giving yourself in some way, or you may be of service by returning to work. But the beauty of it is, even when we serve ourselves, we're creating a better version of ourselves that will then energetically ripple throughout our family life, into our community, and we will be better people in this world. So even serving yourself is not a bad thing if it's done in a helpful way, because ultimately it will then create
a better
a version of us that is so much better for this world.
Yeah, serving yourself is not selfish, because at the end of the day, when you're better, the people that feed off you are also better. That's so powerful.
So true.
I want you to, you know, there could be a mom out there, two moms out there, several moms out there that are in this phase, and they don't know, they don't even know who they are anymore. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to navigate. What word of encouragement would you give them? And maybe just that word that can just help them to pick themselves up and begin to say, no, I am not going to, you know, because my children have left home, I'm not going to now begin to die slowly.
What I would say, and I think it's from speaking to women and understanding what their pain points are in relation to empty nesting, I would like to tell any woman who is about to embark on this phase or who is going through this phase, I want them to know that they matter, they are heard, they are supported, they are cared for, and there are resources for them to obtain and also a community for them to connect with for support. They are absolutely not alone. Their pain, their worry and fear about the future is absolutely valid. There is nothing wrong with them for feeling this way. It's totally human. So many of us are going through it, even though we don't tend to tell each other we're going through it. But whatever stage you are at now is absolutely where you need to be. And all I would say is, choose to be more than the life lesson you are currently experiencing. And even if you don't know how to be more, by setting the intention, those in spirit or energetically, whatever you want to call it, will help the wheels start turning to a better life. So choose to be more than the challenge you're experiencing.
Wow. Choose to be more than the life lesson you're currently experiencing. Don't let that lesson define who you are. That is so powerful, Bobby. You talked about community. How can people be part? You know, this is a community that you are the founder of. How can people be part of that community? And then also your book or putting the plan in place, how can people reach you if they wanted to, you know, have a copy of your book and work with you?
Yeah, I think the best way for people to connect on all those levels is to head over to my website, which is inspiredemptynest.com. There you'll be able to click on a button that takes you to our private Facebook community, where we only have mums who are able to share their stories, ask for support, and just share themselves. You also have the opportunity to post anonymously in case this you need to share, but you're not quite at the stage yet where you want to say, hi, I'm Bobby, and this is my life story and my dirty laundry. So you can actually get support from the group without sharing too much of your personal stuff. Privacy is important, and I absolutely respect where you need to be. Secondly, on the website, we have a section that talks about the post-nest plan book, which I am told by the editors that it should be out in a few weeks, probably early June. That is on the website. Mm-hmm. Apart from that book, the post-nest...
Can they pre-order?
Not at the moment, not at the moment. But the thing is, if anyone is part of the Inspired Empty Nest Mums group on Facebook, can access via the website, the announcement will go out when the book is available, and it'll also be on the website that it's now available. What I would also like to say is that there is a free ebook download on the website as well. And it's a free book. Once again, taking it all back to taking self-inventory and being at cause rather than effect. And the book is titled 10 Reasons Why You May Not Be Happy and 10 Remedies So You Can Be. And the great thing about that little ebook is that it's all down to you. It's about the choices you make and the action that you will take in order to experience more happiness in your life.
Thank you so, so, so much. I've loved every bit of this
conversation
that we've had. You know, because it resonates so much with me, and I just love the work that you're doing, because I didn't know that I could plan for, you know, this phase in my life. I didn't know, and I know that there's so many women who don't know, and just having that information and being able to plan ahead, going in that season, I guess it would just give you would feel more empowered. You would feel more in charge, more in control, knowing that this thing is coming, but I don't need to dread it. I think that's really the beauty of what you're doing.
Exactly. And it lessens the fear around this next stage. It really most likely has you more excited than anything else once you've made your own personalized plan. The fear is eradicated and you've got something solid in front of you, designed by your soul.
That's powerful. And you know what, as you were saying that, what the thought that came to my mind is that your children will be excited for you as well.
Yes.
They will be happy that mom is living her best life.
Yes.
That's that. Yeah. So that's really, thank you so, so much for coming on the Happy Home Podcast.
I just think it's fantastic. I can't wait to connect with you more and follow your podcast and all the amazing work that you're doing.
Yeah, you have a podcast yourself, right?
I do. I just started it, actually. And
we are both podcasters.
So much in common. It's called the Fly Mum Fly Podcast.
I love that name.
Yes, I look forward to inviting you on to chat about your empty nest experience.
I would absolutely love to come on your show, because I am an empty nester. I am. Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you. And once again, thank you for listening to this episode of the Happy Home Podcast. As always, my name is Taya Luko. I hope that you enjoy listening to this episode as much as I have enjoyed recording it. Post-nest plan. Don't be a mom that just arrives at that season of your life without a plan. Take control, take charge. It's possible. Bobby has an amazing community, and I'm going to put the link in the show notes so you can connect with her. God bless you, and bye-bye. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of the Happy Home Podcast. Please make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google Play, or Spotify. Check out my website, www.tayealuku.coach, for other great resources. You'll find the link to my website in the show notes. You will also want to get my Happy Home Affirmations. These are 8 powerful audio affirmations that will completely transform the energy in your home. Link is also in the show notes. See you on the next episode. God bless.